This recording, Texas 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a yellow plain dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Scrabble. We used to play a lot of Scrabble, and we played Boggle. Boggle is this game that has a tinted, like clear but tinted cover, and it has all these little dice that have letters on them. And you put the dice, you shake up the cube, and then you see how many words you can make, I think, out of it. Ooh, my first crush. Yeah, I remember thinking, gosh, this is weird. We finally kissed in the stairs in middle school. He was really kind. Yeah, he was a gentleman. Oh, we dated for 2 weeks when we got to high school, but we had an on and off again, like almost but not quite ever happening relationship. He graduated valedictorian. He went off to Morehouse College, met and married somebody, and yeah. Oh, girl, let me tell you about what's going on down here in Michigan with all this snow and all these white people. Oh, man. Yeah. She speaks in hyperbole a lot, and so that can cause us to butt heads at times because I'm trying to find out what happened for real, and she's telling me, oh, it was the best. It was her favorite. Extremely just exaggerated. But yeah, she's kind, scatterbrained. Well, I had a dream last night. We were trying to get away from a gorilla. Yeah, we were in a parking garage and it was like King Kong was trying to, like, he was swinging everywhere we were going. And yeah, it's so weird you asked me that. I was trying to make sense of it this morning, but I couldn't. I was like, man, is this about a monkey on my back? And I was like, what is the monkey? I'm like, is there a monkey on both of our backs? So, I don't know. The most recent was when I was in a car accident in 2015 in July. I was in my mom's Suburban. I had gotten an error message as soon as I got in the car. It said low tire pressure. But I ignored it because my dad sometimes like, well, you know, sometimes it gives that readout, but it's fine. And so I got on the highway. Ooh, I do say highway. I got on the highway and I was in the leftmost lane because I always drive fast. And all of a sudden, I was going around maybe a kind of a sharp turn, and it just started to wobble. And I felt like an elephant just doing ballet across the freeway. And I thought that I might die. The car slowed down. And thankfully, there was a white semi-automatic truck that had stopped and kept the other cars from coming. Kept them from coming. Fine, but I had just had a wreck 2 days before, and I totaled my own car. So it was like, it was crazy. I was like, I really thought something was out to get me.